Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Looking pretty good out there weather-wise and traffic-wise, not so bad either. Austin will dive into this in just a few moments, but right now let's go ahead and get into three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Okay, Mayor Reeves has confirmed former Escambia Supervisor of Elections David Stafford will become Pensacola's next city administrator. Under the city charter, the city administrator works directly for the mayor to oversee the city's daily operations and is the only senior director position that doesn't require a confirmation vote by the city council. Here was the mayor making that announcement.
And not only does he bring 30 years of experience both in the political field and in public service, but certainly in leadership. And we're very, very excited to have him.
Will Stafford's first day, October 27th.
Number two.
The city of Pensacola has renewed an opportunity for redevelopment of the former Pensacola Motor Lodge site. And the city officials have issued a notice of intent to dispose, indicating the city's plan to sell the property located on West Cervantes Street. The notice will restart the project after a previous effort in 2024 was unsuccessful.
Number three.
Nearly 2 months after the Florida Doge audited Pensacola, Mayor Reeves says the city still hasn't received the official report. Last week, Florida CFO Blaise Ingolia claimed over $1 million was wasted in Pensacola's budget, a statement disputed by city officials. Since July, Florida Doge has audited at least 12 counties and cities in the state of Florida.
Knocking on the door of 514 here, we'll go ahead and get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you, followed by today's winner of the Florida State Pit tickets. Let's see, looking at the roads here, luckily there's not too much for me to talk your ear off about. Got some backups on the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Also got some on North Davis Highway, traveling northbound towards I-10. And on I-10 itself, traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. If there were to be one more major spot, it would have to be Highway 90, traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard, heading towards Glover Lane. But that is very mild at this point. As for your weather, sitting at around 82 degrees, going to be a low of 71 tonight. Got some slight rainfall chances in the middle of your Thursday, but it's only a 20% chance, very short-lived. Once we get into your Thursday night and into your Friday and weekend, we should not see any rainfall chances at all. Now, when it comes to today's winner of the Florida State Pit tickets, congratulations to Lisa Walsh. Lisa Walsh, you are our winner for those tickets, and we will get in touch with you with the contact information you provided. But once again, today's winner of the Florida State Pit tickets is Lisa Walsh.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Yeah, and you too can tap the News Radio app and pick up on those FSU Pit tickets. Stoke Campbell, Saturday, 11 a.m. kickoff. And congratulations once again to Lisa Walsh. Northwest Florida Congressman Jimmy Patronis says he will withhold his pay during the government shutdown. He highlighted the impact on various government agencies and particularly local military personnel here in Northwest Florida. Jimmy Patronis there with Andrew McKay this morning on News Radio 92.3.
Northwest Florida has a lot of people that count on the federal government for a paycheck. And then some people live from week to week. Some people live from month to month. Some people, you know, quarter to quarter. But some of those week to week folks are going to really start feeling some pain.
He also outlined airline safety in Pensacola and Fort Walton Beach, and we'll hear from Pensacola Airport Director Matt Coughlin coming up this hour.
And Santa Rosa commissioners will hold a public hearing Thursday on a proposed ordinance requiring residents to switch from septic to sewer when service becomes available. If passed, owners must connect within 365 days of notification.
Yeah, that's a real important thing, and that's they're going to hold that at that meeting tomorrow morning in Santa Rosa County. Pro soccer. This is something may come to Pensacola following a one-year agreement with the United Soccer League to develop a stadium and entertainment district for both men and women's teams. If chosen, the city will seek land for a stadium to seat around 3,500 to 5,000.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty good size.
Yeah, and the University of West Florida Center for Cybersecurity has been awarded a $9.6 million grant from the U.S. Department of War to expand its National Cybersecurity Workforce Development Program. It's the largest federal grant the university has received to date. UWF Interim President Manny Diaz Jr. praised the grant as a recognition of the university's leadership in cybersecurity education.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Whooping cough cases in Florida soaring this year. marking an 81% increase from 2024's numbers. FDOH reporting 1,295 cases compared to 715 cases. Now, that was for the entirety, all of all last year. According to DOH data, 63% of cases are children 0 to 9 years of age. Now, the increase has pediatricians really worried for children who are too young to be vaccinated, or unvaccinated children who are the most at risk.
And the latest chapter in this whole saga, a state lawmaker calling on public universities to pay tribute to Charlie Kirk. Dade City Republican State Representative Kevin Steele filed a bill yesterday. House Bill 113 requires roads or portions of roads on public college campuses to be named for Kirk. Those that don't comply would lose state funding.
Well, parts of Florida flooding despite lack of rainfall as the full moon making the high tides even higher. Julie Calhoun down in Miami this afternoon with the report.
King tides rolling back in Tuesday night, and with it, rising tides and rising salt water in Fort Lauderdale's Victoria Park neighborhood. King tides occur during high tide and under a full moon, often in the fall. If you live by the water, king tides are nothing new. But this week, South Florida is seeing something different. Officials in Fort Lauderdale say this round is expected to hit record levels just shy of 3 feet. In Victoria Park Tuesday morning, neighbors say it's some of the worst they've seen.
All right, and a man and woman from North Port are facing charges after police say they left a juvenile along the side of I-75 in Sarasota County because he didn't want to tag along on a spur-of-the-moment trip to Guam or Idaho. Diverse choices there. Investigators say Bradley Leon Guerrero Santos and Rosanella Mendiola Borja told the juvenile to take care of the house before they drove away, leaving him with some cash and a couple of guns.
5:17 afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. 1 in 4 Florida businesses had their loan application denied. This comes after an online loan company analyzed loan denial rates nationwide, Florida ranking 4th behind New York, Georgia, and Texas in states with the highest denial rate for loans, lines of credit, and merchant cash advances. Nationwide, the denial rate, get this, 21%, or about 1 in every 5 businesses.
And lastly here, Florida's efforts to attract law enforcement officers appear to be paying off. Governor Ron DeSantis announced yesterday recruitment bonuses of $5,000 have been awarded to almost 9,500 new hires. The Florida Law Enforcement Recruitment Bonus Program started 3 years ago. DeSantis says it has led almost 2,000 law enforcement officers from over 50 states and territories to relocate to Florida. 5:19 here, we will take one last quick break. Our first quick break this hour. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes, and when we return, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you, followed by some hard-hitting national headlines right here on News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
God answers our prayers one of three ways: yes, wait, or no. When God says yes, we rejoice. When God says wait, we learn patience. When God says no, we are reminded that He is God, because if God couldn't say no, then He wouldn't be God, we would be. As our loving Father, He says no to His children, and we submit to His will. As our King, He says no, and we bow our knee. In 1 Corinthians 12, Paul asks God 3 times to remove a thorn in the flesh, and essentially, God says no. But God told Paul, "I will give you grace to handle your trial." Sometimes God says no to our request, but then He says yes to sufficient grace to help in the time of need.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
All of us at Taylor Warren Widener Hancock & Barnes want to thank you for selecting us for the second year in a row as In Weekly's Best of the Coast, Best Law Firm.
We look forward to continuing to help our neighbors with insurance and personal injury claims. TWWLawFirm.com.
Taylor Warren Widener Hancock & Barnes, attorney and counselors at law. Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Let me tell you, you are no exception to rule. Get on up on the floor, cause we're gonna boogie, oogie, oogie till you just can't boogie no more.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Top national stories this hour.
523 News Radio 92.3. Former FBI Director James Comey pleaded not guilty in federal court today after being indicted on alleged false statements he made to Congress while under oath. Alexandria Hoff has the details from outside the federal courthouse in Virginia.
We fully expected for former Director Comey to maintain his innocence since he was indicted by a grand jury about 2 weeks ago. Now, we saw his family members enter in and out of the courthouse here in Northern Virginia. Spectators also have been camped out there. Comey actually used a back entrance himself, so we did not see him on camera. His arraignment before Biden-appointed Judge Michael Notmaoff was brief. Defense attorney Patrick Fitzgerald told the judge that representing Comey is the honor of his lifetime, and he's likely going to seek to have these charges dismissed. The government alleges that Comey lied under oath 5 years ago when asked if he had authorized someone at the FBI to leak information to the media. Comey has long denied any wrongdoing.
Yeah, very interesting on that side. It is 524 News Radio 92.3. Stocks mixed today, gold soaring. That's the way to frame this one. Here's Hillary Barsky.
Stocks ending mixed, but the NASDAQ and S&P 500 notch record closes as investors digested the minutes from the Fed's latest monetary policy meeting in September. Fed officials are increasingly at odds over the path forward for interest rates, but the majority think that further rate cuts will be necessary this year. In the meantime, gold continues its record-breaking rally, rising above $4,070 a troy ounce. The Dow winners, Apple, United Health, and Caterpillar. The Dow decliners, IBM, Goldman Sachs, and American Express. The Dow down a point, the NASDAQ higher by 255, S&P 500 up 39. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, Austin Price. Looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, sir. Luckily, not too much to dig into from what I can see. Got some backups at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, and that's always a bit of a tricky spot, but there has since been an accident reported in that area, so we'll be keeping an eye on that for you. Also have some backups on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 North Ramp, and on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Last major spot is going to be Blue Angel Parkway, traveling southbound. This is going to be as you approach Dog Track Road. No confirmation of an accident, but a very heavy wave of congestion there at this time. As for your weather, 82 degrees, low of 71 this evening. Tomorrow, going to be about a 20% chance of showers smack dab in the middle of your Thursday, but it shouldn't result in much, if anything. And then once we get into Thursday night, heading towards your weekend, the rainfall chances are completely out of the picture.
FAA ground stops and airport disruptions continue across the U.S. amid the ongoing government shutdown. Coming up in a few minutes, like I said earlier, we'll hear from Matt Coughlin, airport director at PNS, and what the situation is in terms of ongoing flights and delays and that subject matter. Anyway, that's coming up in a few minutes. Jeff Manasso now has the report.
Air traffic controllers are considered essential workers, though who are not getting paid during the government shutdown, and some have called in sick. That's led to worker shortages and delays in recent days at some of our nation's airports, including Chicago, Nashville, Seattle, and Minneapolis, where one concerned traveler tells us,
I'm hoping it doesn't get delayed, and I would have been really worried if it got delayed today because I'm going to my sister's wedding, so that's why I came a few hours early, so hopefully not on the way home either.
TSA is asking travelers to be patient, as the shutdown could also lead to longer security lines. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
All right, and California Governor Gavin Newsom responding to the arrest of the man accused of starting the Palisades fire. Newsom released a statement saying the arrest of a 29-year-old Florida man marks an important step towards uncovering how the horrific fire began and brings closure to the thousands of Californians whose lives were upended. He went on to say the state will continue to fully support the investigation, and he looks forward to the findings of the independent after-action report that he's commissioned from the nation's leading fire safety researchers.
Okay, while you're talking about California here, I just had to throw, this just came across the wire, and I wanted to pass this on.
All right.
If you're thinking about maybe attending Walt Disney World, Disneyland, some of the Disney properties like that, get ready to take out a loan.
Yeah.
It's the best way to look at this. Visitors to Disneyland facing the largest price jumps in the park's history, the park's Tier 6 one-day ticket. Okay, I'm going to date myself. Back in the 60s in Southern California, I paid $12.50 to get into Disneyland. You know what that price is today?
What?
$224. 126% jump over the past decade. I just thought I would throw that in there. Louisiana Senator, well, you know, you were talking about California, and this is just popping up here. If you're thinking about doing that, my goodness, that's crazy. I'm sorry. Louisiana Senator John Kennedy is demanding a hearing in reports that former special counsel Jack Smith spied on Republican senators. Ashna Hosni has more from Capitol Hill.
Senators tend to stand up for their own independence, their own privacy, and they're looking at this, and Democrats are thinking if it can happen to Republicans, it can certainly happen to us. Here's Senator Chris Coons.
Just on the surface of it would strike me as a significant invasion of the right of senators to conduct their jobs. So this is something I think needs urgent follow-up.
John Kennedy demanding a separate oversight hearing about this operation. Others have suggested tapping a special counsel and also pursuing prosecutions. FBI Director Kash Patel says there will be accountability.
And a planning document obtained by the Detroit News indicates President Donald Trump is weighing the cancellation of over $1 billion in federal grants for General Motors and Stellantis. One grant alone is for $500 million for GM to be put toward converting its Lansing Grand River assembly plant to electric vehicle production.
The Senate Commerce Committee looking into accusations that the Biden administration weaponized the government to police the speech of conservatives. Mike Emanuel's in on News Radio 92.3.
Senators today digging into jawboning, in this case using a government agency trying to shut down content. The Senate Commerce Committee digging into allegations the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA, under the Biden administration policed free speech. Republicans argue the agency overstepped its authority and violated the First Amendment by developing internal systems to monitor and flag online speech. Republicans allege that CISA instructed social media giants like Twitter and Meta to moderate specific content. The government agency would flag material considered, quote, misinformation, with the expectation that Meta and Twitter would remove it.
Afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. Santa Rosa Animal Services is holding Community Cat Day, and no, it is not our sister station, Cat Country 98.7's day.
No, that would be fitting.
That's right. But this is happening Thursday. You're absolutely right. October 16th at the Tiger Point Community Center in Gulf Breeze. Free spay and neuter services are available for up to 30 stray or feral cats. There you go. Talking some sports here. Yes, we are. Coming up in less than 5 minutes on News Radio 92.3.
I'm John Saucier. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy tells Fox that historically about 5% of flights are delayed because of air traffic staffing issues. This week, the number has grown because of the government shutdown.
The last couple days, it's been 53%. And so my message to the air traffic controllers who work for DOT is show up for work. You have a job to do.
So far, three Senate Democrats on board with a GOP-led spending bill. Five more votes from across the aisle are needed, though. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul stands alone as the sole Republican in opposition. After being on the run for almost 5 months, a final escapee from a New Orleans jail has been detained in Georgia. Orleans Parish District Attorney Jason Williams says anyone who helped this 28-year-old male while he was on the run will face consequences.
There will be a thorough investigation.
to any and everybody that helped him along the way, in whatever parish and whatever county that assistance came.
America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Chumba Casino, your online casino for play spins and a chance to score. Must be 21 and over. Terms at ChumbaCasino.com. I can't wait for Red River this weekend. Steve Sarkisian and Arch Manning are struggling big time while Oklahoma is undefeated, but we still don't know if their quarterback, John Mateer, will be healthy enough to play on Saturday. This college football season has been truly unpredictable, and right now everyone is out on Texas after two losses, but I'll pick them to upset Oklahoma to continue the epic craziness we're seeing this college football season. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil, a Wix filter, and a $15 gift card after rebate at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Looking for a new home or just love the latest in design and style? Don't miss the Home Builders Association of West Florida's Parade of Homes, the 10th of October through the 12th. Tour an incredible showcase of new homes across Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. See the craftsmanship of our local builders and explore products available right here in our community. For more information, visit paradeofhomespensacola.com. The Parade of Homes from the 10th of October through the 12th. Don't miss this annual showcase of new homes throughout Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
Blackley throws it up near sideline towards the end zone. Picked off! Yeah! Four-man rush, Mendoza stepping up, he goes down!
House call! Touchdown, Florida State! Touchdown, FSU!
Start your college football day this Saturday with the Florida State Seminoles and the Pitt Panthers in a key ACC matchup on the Seminole Sports Network.
FSU welcomes the Pitt Panthers Saturday. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. on News Radio 92.3.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Turn you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, Mayor D.C. Reeves has confirmed former Escambia Supervisor of Elections David Stafford will become Pensacola's next city administrator. Under the city charter, the city administrator works directly for the mayor to oversee the city's daily operations, and it's the only senior director position that doesn't require a confirmation vote by the city council. Stafford's first day is October 27th.
Number two.
Very excited about that. David is a great guy and a perfect position for him. City of Pensacola has renewed an opportunity for redevelopment of the former Pensacola Motor Lodge site. City officials issuing a, this is what they call it, a notice of intent to dispose. In other words, they're going to tear it down, indicating the city's plan to sell the property. It's over on Cervantes Street. The notice will start the project after a previous effort in 2024 was very unsuccessful.
Number three.
Nearly 2 months after the Florida Doge audited Pensacola, Mayor D.C. Reeves says the city still hasn't received the official report. Last week, Florida CFO Blaise Ingolia claimed over $1 million were wasted in Pensacola's budget, a statement disputed by city officials. Since July, Florida Doge has audited at least 12 counties and cities.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Let me put it like this. So far, so good at Pensacola International. 1 week into the government shutdown at the airport, well, they're not reporting any major staffing issues. Airport Director Matt Coughlin.
Few minor delays, but they're very minor in nature, 20 minutes here and there. But everything's on target, and all our departures are on time right now. That's not to say it won't change. So what I'd recommend to everybody is just track via text messaging with their specific airlines for alerts. And that's probably the best way to find out real time what's happening.
You're absolutely right. That's Airport Director Matt Coughlin in with Andrew McKay this morning on the Morning News Show on News Radio 92.3.
And UWF's Cyber Skills to Work program aims to create 62 educational pathways and prepare thousands of credentialed cybersecurity and AI professionals. We were talking to you about the grant from the U.S. Department of War earlier. The program focuses on hands-on skills and industry certifications for transitioning military, first responders, and veterans. The grant will fund coalitions, including partnerships with Purdue University Northwest and the University of Louisville.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
First it was the judge, then Jazz delivered as the Yankees live another day.
There's a drive to deep right field. New York leads for the first time in the series. Jazz Chisholm goes deep.
Jazz Chisholm with a solo blast on FS1 to give the Yankees a 7-6 lead. The Bronx Bombers would go on to win Game 3 of the ALDS over the Blue Jays 9-6. But the big blast, a home run by Aaron Judge, a game-tying three-run home run on a 100-mile-an-hour fastball on the inside part of the plate. The Yankees had fallen behind in the game 6-1, so that Judge blast was huge. The Yankees and Jays play Game 4 tonight. The Yankees looking to stave off elimination again. Cal Raleigh and the Mariners are just one win away from their first ALCS appearance since 2001. After an 8-4 win over the Tigers in Game 3 of their ALDS series, Raleigh, Eugenio Suarez, and J.P. Crawford all homering for Seattle. Get this, the guy who caught Raleigh's home run, he was wearing a shirt that read, "Dump number 61 here." Game 4 this afternoon. And opening night on the ice in the National Hockey League. And the Stanley Cup champs, they picked up where they left off. After raising the Stanley Cup banner, the Panthers edged the Blackhawks 3-2.
The outlet to Rodriguez, center circle. Cross corner it goes. Leaning in, Samuskevich out in front. Score! Tip-toe by Boqvist! Out of midair from the Samuskevich feed. The Panthers have the lead.
Jesper Boqvist with a game-winning goal midway through the third period on ESPN. Elsewhere, the Penguins shut out the Rangers 3-0. Coach Mike Sullivan of the Rangers, his debut spoiled by his former club. And Martin Natchez with a pair of goals as the Avalanche beat the Kings in L.A. 4-1. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Frank Lanza.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And we got two Conference USA games for you tonight, kicking off week 7 of college football. Missouri State will take on Middle Tennessee at 6:30 p.m. Middle Tennessee 1-4 on the year, Missouri State 2-3. And then at 8 p.m., we got Liberty taking on UTEP and El Paso. Both of these teams are 1-4 on the season as well. That's a real shock from Liberty. They've been one of the better Group of Five programs in recent memory.
5:41, News Radio 92.3, 19 away from 6. An NFL head coach, little lighter in the wallet today. After confronting a player over a costly fumble, can you say $100,000? Frank Lanza's in.
Arizona Cardinals coach Jonathan Gannon has reportedly been fined $100,000 by the team for his viral sideline altercation with running back Amari DiMercato.
The running back dropped the football before crossing the goal line in the fourth quarter of Sunday's 22-21 loss to the Tennessee Titans on what would have been a 72-yard touchdown run. Gannon was seen walking over to DeMercado on the sideline and getting in the running back's face. As he was finishing his rant, Gannon began walking away and appeared to make contact with the running back's right arm, Gannon saying he apologized to both the player and the team on Monday. Frank Lanza, Fox News.
And lastly, here in sports for you, Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson says he thinks it was a terrible decision for the NFL to book Puerto Rican superstar Bad Bunny to perform at the Super Bowl halftime show. Reporters caught up with Johnson outside the House chambers Tuesday, asked him about the controversy, and in his spiel, he admitted that he didn't know who Bad Bunny was before he was announced as the headliner.
Here's today's health news.
Well, the meals being offered in low-income schools were recently evaluated. How did they do? Lisa Brady's in with the results.
This is House Call for Health, an encouraging study on school meals. Researchers looking at data from a 10-year-old federal universal free meal program for schools in low-income communities. The program's called Community Eligibility Provision, or CEP. They looked at the medical records of more than 155,000 children in more than 1,000 schools, results showing the number of students with high blood pressure fell nearly 11% over a five-year period. Investigators believe the reason being school meals were healthier, which not only helped blood pressure, but also improved a child's weight. You can get more information about food assistance programs at USDA.gov. Or for more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And experts say sleeping positions do not tend to matter for many people when it comes to health unless you have sleep apnea. Dr. Nancy Fulveri, a sleep specialist with the Cleveland Clinic, says people tend to sleep in the same position every night, but if folks are tossing and turning, that could mean the person has restless leg syndrome, which impacts 10 to 15% of people. A bad pillow or mattress can also cause a person to toss and turn at night. She says it's best that those with sleep apnea should avoid sleeping on their backs.
Little bit of family problem there in the Parton family. Dolly's sister kind of made a premature announcement about her health, and Dolly went out to kind of clear the air saying she feels just, no, I feel just fine. Michelle Polino.
That's essentially it.
Yeah, that's it. Michelle Polino has more.
Dolly Parton is weighing in on her health struggles after fans grew concerned about the country legend following her sister Frida's Facebook post asking for prayers for Dolly's health. In a video she posted to social media, Parton, dressed in country gear, spoke directly to fans.
Do I look sick to you? I'm working hard here. Anyway, I wanted to put everybody's mind at ease, those of you that seem to be real concerned, which I appreciate.
She continued that she appreciated the prayers, too, explaining that when her late husband Carl was sick, she let a lot of things go, and when she got around to it, the doctor said she needed to take care of some things. Her husband Carl Dean died in March at 82. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Afternoon. Thanks for having us on today. This is News Radio 92.3. Joan Kennedy, ex-wife of the late Senator Edward Kennedy, died at 89 today. Matt Murphy has more.
The former model and classically trained pianist married into the Kennedy dynasty in 1958. Joan and Ted Kennedy had three children, Ted Jr., Patrick, and Kara. She witnessed the assassinations of brothers-in-law John and Robert Kennedy and endured Ted Kennedy's Chappaquiddick scandal. Battling alcoholism and depression, she eventually separated and divorced Ted after years of turmoil. Later, she became a vocal advocate for mental health and addiction recovery. Her son Patrick Kennedy called her a quiet pioneer whose courage broke stigma, inspired others to seek healing, and left a lasting legacy in Boston and beyond. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
545, 15 away from 6 News Radio, 92.3. Austin Price in, taking a look at that weather and traffic together today.
Yes, we've got some backups on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive and on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North ramp. Your last major spots are going to be the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. There was an accident reported in that area. Luckily, it doesn't look like the congestion has worsened since last check. Also got some backups on North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. As for your weather, 82 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Maybe a slight chance of a pop-up shower in the middle of your Thursday, but that should die down relatively soon. And from Thursday night heading into your weekend, no rainfall chances in sight.
Lower temps continue to head east. Senior Fox meteorologist Janice Dean in with the forecast.
A cold front continues to march towards the eastern seaboard, bringing with it showers and thunderstorms and the potential for flooding with some cooler air behind it. Temperatures could drop near or below freezing for parts of the upper Midwest and Great Lakes on Thursday after record-breaking heat the last few weeks. Tropical moisture streaming in from Hurricane Priscilla in the Pacific will threaten the Southwest with heavy rain and flooding issues through the weekend. We're watching the potential of a coastal storm late this week, which the East will need to monitor. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
President Trump calling for retaliation against Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson as they accuse him of abusing his power in an immigration crackdown. Jeff Manasso reports from Chicago.
President Trump on Truth Social calling for Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker to be jailed, accusing the two Democrats of failing to protect federal immigration officers amid recent violent attacks on agents. On X, Pritzker saying in part, "I'm not backing down. Johnson, I'm not going anywhere." Also telling us Tuesday,
"The fact that he has declared war on the city of Chicago is disconcerting to say the least."
That as legal action plays out over the deployment in suburban Chicago of the Texas National Guard and soon-to-be-deployed Illinois Guard troops that the president has federalized. In Chicago, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. ExxonMobil signed an agreement with Iraq today to help it develop its giant Majnoon oil field and expand oil exports there. The deal marks the U.S. major's return to the country 2 years after leaving. The non-binding agreement with Exxon follows several deals with other oil companies, including Chevron, BP, and Total Energies. Tesla has unveiled more affordable versions of its popular Model Y SUV and Model 3 sedan. The Model Y Standard is priced just below $40,000, according to Tesla, and the Model 3 Standard starts at around $37,000. Shares were up 1%. Stocks were mixed on Wall Street today, with the Dow off the pace by a point. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ both set fresh record highs, up 39 and 255 points, respectively. Crude oil futures for November are down half a percentage point. They're sitting above 62 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, a coffee drunk, coffee drinkers, not coffee drunkers, but
coffee holics.
Yeah, coffee,
some would say.
Coffee drinkers. Oh, they're not too happy today. Price of coffee on the rise. Grinding budgets amid the president's trade war. Lauren Simonetti in a New York City coffee shop today with more.
Double espresso, splash of milk would cost you $4.07. Roasted coffee prices dropped 22% in the past year. Bad weather. You've got droughts, frosts, heat waves, all impacting the coffee-producing crop. And that weather has hit production in a big way. And right now, there's a 50% tariff on coffee from Brazil. That's the nation's biggest coffee supplier. And it's Joe Coffee's biggest supplier, telling customers this. We decided to add a 1.5% surcharge to all transactions rather than implementing an item-based price increase.
Since we're on the subject of coffee here, Dunkin' now has 10,000 locations across the United States. The Massachusetts-based company announced a 10,000th store opening last week in Darien, Illinois. That's a Chicago suburb. The Boston Business Journal reported the newest store is operated by franchisees, the Harry Group, who now reportedly run 100 Dunkin' locations. Dunkin' was founded in 1950.
The U.S. and Canada hoping to strike a comprehensive trade deal to bring down tariffs on both countries. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
President Trump concedes a comprehensive trade deal with Canada is complicated because of a natural conflict.
They want a car company and I want a car company, meaning the U.S. wants a car company. And they want steel and we want steel.
Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney has so far failed to strike a deal with the Trump administration. Even his other allies ink trade agreements.
There are more areas where we are stronger together, and that's what it's we're true. Focused on. And we're going to get the right deal. Right deal for America, right deal, obviously, from my perspective, for Canada.
President Trump plans to impose additional tariffs on heavy-duty vehicles from Canada and elsewhere next month. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Johnson & Johnson being ordered to pay nearly $1 billion after being found liable for a woman's cancer death. May Moore died of mesothelioma in 2021, and her family claimed her death was caused by the asbestos fibers found in Johnson & Johnson's talc baby powder. A Los Angeles jury on Monday ordered the company to pay the family $16 million in compensatory damages and $950 million in punitive damages. A spokesperson for Johnson & Johnson called the verdict egregious and unconstitutional and says they plan to appeal.
A lot of smiles by a lot of new Navy recruits. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth swearing in new recruits Tuesday at Naval Air Station Oceana in Virginia Beach. Kevin Yurensky has more for us.
The secretary telling the new recruits,
someday in the future, this will be one of the most transformative days of your life.
Hegseth adding those lives are about to change.
You will be forged, you will be changed, you will be transformed into not an army of one, but an individual part of something greater than yourself.
He also commended the recruits, saying that unlike celebrities and so-called elites, they are now true role models because
you made a decision that others were unwilling to make.
The secretary closing with this.
Thank you for your commitment to our great republic. Now you're going to go out and train to fight like hell.
Kevin Yurensky, Fox News.
All right, it's about 5:52 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. When we return in just a couple minutes, we'll get one final check of the roads and weather for you this hour, along with some pop culture notes and some more frivolous headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So, if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. McKee Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians. They hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's. Just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
My heart is you. My blood is boiling, my brain IBM.
Dennis.
So if you see me acting strangely, don't be surprised. I'm just a man who needed someone and someone to hide to keep me alive.
Yeah, 5:55, News Radio 92.3, as I was saying, Dennis DeYoung in Styx. Mr. Roboto. Lead singer of that band was Tommy Shaw from Birmingham, Alabama. Used to do a lot of local gigs around the Pensacola area for quite a number of years, and big-time Styx man. and did real well for himself. More than 3,000 people packing the field arena at Montana State. We're going to talk about that in a second. But first, let's dive and check the weather and traffic together with Austin Price.
Yeah, luckily not too much going on from what I can see. Do have some backups on Burgess Road still. This is going to be if you are traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. That intersection was giving us a lot of trouble earlier, but it looks like it is starting to die down. And that's far and away the worst spot you're dealing with right now. Outside of that, if there's anything holding you up, it shouldn't do so for much longer. As for your weather, 82 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Slight rainfall chances in the middle of your Thursday could produce a slight pop-up shower or something, but those chances are going to dissipate come Thursday night, and they will be completely out of the picture throughout the entirety of your weekend.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Hey, I wanted to tell you about this. 3,000 people packing the Fieldhouse Arena at Montana State for several hours as they kind of defined it as spirited debate and stories about Charlie Kirk. Two Republicans who knew him well kind of hosted that event. Claudia Cohen has details from Bozeman, Montana.
Montana Governor Greg Gianforte and Ohio gubernatorial candidate Vivek Ramaswamy impressed on the crowd how people who come into this country can become true Americans.
Wait your turn. Enter the country legally. Work hard. Play by the rules. Make your contributions. Take your oath of allegiance to the country. Assimilate into the country and become a citizen. Then you're every bit as much of an American as anybody else in this country.
Turning Point USA says it continues to see an avalanche of interest from students at high schools and universities looking to start Turning Point chapters or join existing ones. In Bozeman, Montana, Claudia Cowan, Fox News.
And rock and roll legend Gene Simmons recovering at home after a vehicle crash. The 76-year-old Kiss frontman was involved in a crash on Pacific Coast Highway in Malibu on Tuesday afternoon. The L.A. County Sheriff's Department says his SUV crashed into a parked car. He told deputies he passed out and fainted. Simmons' wife, Shannon Tweed, told local news outlets that his SUV careened across several lanes of traffic. He was hospitalized to be checked out, but then luckily sent home.
Yeah, PCH has about 8 lanes or so. So if I were Gene Simmons, I would go get my blood pressure checked. I think that could be
if I were Gene Simmons, what would I do?
I don't know. Yeah, what would you do?
Get my blood pressure checked, apparently.
There you go. There is a rising trend. I think I like this. Stay-at-home sons. Well, Madison Allworth has the explanation.
Essentially, it's men in their 20s and 30s that are opting to stay home with their parents, with good old mom and dad, and to not work. So they're saying no thanks to a career, and instead they're doing things around the home, like grocery shopping, cooking dinner, fixing things around the house. It's a trend that a lot of moms like because they love to have their kids around, but not everyone that stays home is a stay-at-home son. But there are a lot of adults living at home. According to the U.S. Census, 1 in 3 adults between the ages of 18 and 34 live with their moms and dads.
And Tron: Ares looking to get off to a fast start at the box office. The third film in the Tron franchise looking to make between $45 and $50 million in its debut weekend. Also new this week is Roof Man, starring Channing Tatum, looking to make between $8 and $12 million. Lastly, Jennifer Lopez's Kiss of the Spider-Woman projected to bring $1 to $3 million in its debut.
Okay, celebrity guest list at this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony getting bigger. Here's Michelle Pollino.
A star-studded lineup will take the stage at this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony with Elton John, Olivia Rodrigo, Doja Cat, Questlove, 21 Pilots, Missy Elliott, and Ray among the presenters. Black hole sun. The ceremony honoring Soundgarden, Bad Company, Outkast, Chubby Checker, Joe Cocker, Cyndi Lauper, and the White Stripes will be held November 8th in Los Angeles and streamed live on Disney+. Salt and Pepper will receive the Musical Influence Award alongside Warren Zevon. Other stars set to participate include Beck, Brandi Carlile, David Letterman, Flea, Iggy Pop, Killer Mike, and Teddy Swims. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Okay, Austin Price and myself, we were talking about this last hour. Canadian airline WestJet has taken price gouging to new levels.
Yeah.
Get this, if you buy a ticket, it's going to cost you extra for seats that recline. The fee changes
Lame.
Will take effect by the end of October. Yeah, give me a seat over there that bends backwards. There you go. Okay, more news coming up next hour on News Radio 92.3. Hold on.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.